Good morning. Thank you, Emil, for that great reading. I've been excited about today and today's lesson. I guess I know there's a young man standing behind me. This is Jiří. He is from the Czech Republic, and he is the grandson of Janko and Marie, who are here visiting with us. Debbie has had the pleasure of being hosted in their home, and we are so happy that they are now able to be here with us. And Jiří has taken on the task of translating the lesson today. I think this will be a lot of fun, and I think it will be a lot of fun because we have not had an opportunity to practice this. Yeah. But we'll see how it goes. Everybody say amen to welcome Jiří.
Amen.
And welcome Janko and Marie. All right, we're so glad to have them here, and so let's get into the lesson. Why preach the cross?
Should I translate it already?
Yeah, it should be in that one.
Why, what did you say?
Right here.
Oh, why preach the cross? Proč kázat kříži? O kříži, uh-huh.
We're also glad that the electronics are working. We weren't sure about having two microphones, yeah. But... Al's got it done for us. This is what Jesus said, John chapter 3. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes will have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
Jako Mojžíš vyzvedl hada na poušti, tak musí být vyzdvižen syn člověka, aby každý, kdo věří v něj, měl věčný život. Neboť Bůh tak miloval svět, že dal svého jednorozeného syna, aby žádný, kdo v něj věří, nezahynul, ale měl věčný život.
Jesus is calling on a time in Israel's history in the exodus from Egypt.
Oh, pardon. Ježíš mluví v rámci exodusu v Egyptě.
When the people rebelled against God.
Když lidé zdorovali Bohu.
To punish them, God sent fiery serpents among them.
Když zdorovali, Bůh na ně poslal ohnivé hady, plazy.
When they cried out to God for relief.
Když brečeli k Bohu, aby se slitoval.
God told Moses to make a snake of bronze and put it on a pole.
Tak Bůh řekl Mojžíšovi, aby vzal hady a udělal z nich bronzovou sochu.
Everyone who would look upon that snake would be healed from their pain.
Každý, kdo by se na toto hada podíval, bude ozdraven.
God gave Israel this symbol knowing that one day his son would also be on a pole.
Bůh dal Izraelitům tento symbol, aby že věděli, že jednoho dne to bude dobré.
Jesus said, and I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself.
A Ježíš řekl: Já, až budu vyzdvižen od země, potáhnu všechny k sobě.
This is why we preach the cross.
Toto je důvod, proč říkám, kážeme víru.
Jesus had an apostle whose name was Paul.
Ježíš měl apoštola, který se jmenoval Pavel.
He wrote about half of the New Testament.
Napsal polovinu Nového zákona.
Paul said this to the church at Corinth.
Apoštol Pavel řekl toto v Korintu.
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Ano, pro ty, kdo spějí k záhubě, je poselství kříže bláznoství. Ale pro nás, kdo docházíme z pásy, je to Boží moc.
And when I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come as someone superior in speaking ability or wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Ani já jsem vám, bratři, po svém příchodu nezvěstoval Boží tajemství nějak zvlášť vznešenějšími nebo moudrými řečmi. Rozhodl jsem se totiž zanechat mezi vámi nic než Ježíše Krista, a to toho ukřižovaného.
Of all of the things that Paul could have preached, he preached the cross.
Apoštol Pavel mohl kázat mnoho věcí, ale kázal kříž.
The apostle wrote to the churches in the region of Galatia.
Kázání v regionu galeckým.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham would come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Kristus nás vykoupil z prokletí zákona, když se stal prokletím za nás, jak je psáno. Proklet buď každý, kdo visí na dřevě, aby tak Abrahamovo požehnání přišlo v Kristu Ježíši na pohany, a abychom skrze víru přijali zaslíbení ducha.
God had it written into the law that those who were hung became a curse.
Well, can you say it again?
God had it written into his law.
Bůh napsal do svých zákonů,
that those who were hung on a cross were cursed.
Ti, kteří budou prokleti na kříži, budou prokleti.
This was written when God knew that his son would be hung on a cross.
Tohle bylo napsáno, když Bůh věděl, že jeho syn bude na kříži pověšen.
He became a curse for you and for me.
Stal se prokletým pro vás, pro mě.
When Paul wrote to the church at Rome, he said this about the cross.
Když Pavel napsal Římanům o kříži, napsal toto.
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life.
A napsal, nevíte snad, že když jsme byli pokřtěni do Krista Ježíše, byli jsme pokřtěni všichni do jeho smrti? Křtem jsme s ním pohřbeni do smrti, abychom, tak jako byl Kristus kříšen z mrtvých otcovskou láskou, i my vkročili do nového života.
God gave us the burial in water we call baptism.
Bůh nám dal pohřbení skrz baptismus, skrz křest.
In God's mind, when we are buried in baptism,
v očích Boha, když jsme pohřbeni skrz baptismus, skrz křest.
Now I trust you're doing a good job. He gave us baptism so that we could know when we are baptized, we come into his son's death.
Dal nám křest, aby jsme věděli, že skrz křest jeho syna jsme spaseni.
As Christ died on the cross,
tak jako Ježíš zemřel na kříži,
he was placed in a tomb.
Byl položen do hrobky.
And then he was raised to live eternally.
A potom povstal v život věčný.
Paul is saying that if we are also buried with Christ,
Pavel říká, že když jsme opravdu pohřbeni skrze Krista,
we are buried into his death,
jsme pohřbeni skrze jeho smrt,
on that cross,
na tom kříži,
and we are raised to walk in new life.
A povstaneme v nový život.
There is no more important message in the universe.
Ve vesmíru není důležitější zprávy.
Continuing in the same chapter,
budeme pokračovat ve stejné kapitole.
If we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, for the one who has died is freed from sin.
Tak dále píše apoštol Pavel. Jsme-li s ním ztotožněni ve smrti, jistě s ním budeme ztotožněni i ve vzkříšení. Víme přece, že naše staré já bylo ukřižováno s ním, aby hříšné tělo pozbylo moci, abychom již dále nesloužili hříchu. Kdo zemřel, je přece zbaven hříchu.
Paul also wrote this to the Colossian church.
Též Pavel napsal.
Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith and the working of God, who raised him from the dead, and when you were dead in your wrongdoings and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our wrongdoings.
Křestem jsme spolu s ním pohřbeni, vírou v moc Boha, který ho vzkřísil z mrtvých. Jste spolu s ním vzkříšeni. Ano, i vás mrtvé v hříchu a obřízce vašeho těla spolu s ním obživil. Odpustil vám všechny viny.
Yes. Continuing, he says, having canceled the certificate of debt consisting of the decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
Pavel dále napsal a smazal ten nepřátelský dlužní úpis, jehož předpisy byly proti nám. Navždy jej zrušil, když jej přibyli na kříži.
The scripture teaches us that all have sinned and come short of God's glory.
Učí nás to, že i když všichni hřešili, půjdou ve světlu Božím.
What Jesus has done is nailed our sins to his cross.
To, co Ježíš Kristus udělal, je to, že přibyl naše hříchy na kříž.
Our sins are no longer held against us.
Naše hříchy už proti nám nikdo nepoužije.
He became a curse.
On se stal prokletým.
So that we would not be cursed.
Aby my jsme nebyli prokleti.
In conclusion, we remember what Jesus said.
A nakonec vzpomeňme na to, co Ježíš řekl.
If I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself.
A já, až budu vyzdvižen od země, potáhnu všechny k sobě.
And so even today, the cross draws men to God.
A i dnes kvůli tomu kříž táhne lidi k sobě, k Bohu.
It is the message of salvation that God has given us at the price of his son.
Je to zpráva od Boha k našemu, k naší spáse skrz obětování jeho syna.
And so we preach this message for those who would want to obey Jesus' gospel.
A proto kážeme tuto zprávu pro lidi, aby byli spaseni.
To put their faith in him.
Aby v něj vložili víru.
To repent of their sin.
Aby bojovali se svými hříchy.
And their disbelief.
A jejich nevírou, nebo spíš že nemají dostatečnou víru.
And be buried with Christ in baptism.
Aby byli pohřbeni s Bohem skrze křest.
This is the lesson today.
Toto je dnešní lekce.
And I want to thank my friend Yiji. He's now graduated from the Choctaw School of Translatory Evangelism.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Let's stand and sing the invitation.